Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Leocritia. Christians were scorned, but tolerated in Moorish Spain in 859. They were permitted to practice their religion, and preachers were even allowed to lecture in the marketplace. But for a follower of Islam to become a convert to Christianity was a crime punishable by death. In the streets of Cordoba, Leocritia, daughter of the Grand Vizier, listened to the preacher saint, Fra Eulogius, while her attendant fretted.
Please, please listen. And while they promised you freedom, they have made you slaves.
Leocritia, we must go.
For only in Christianity is there true freedom.
It is late. We must go.
Hush. Listen, Nidiosa.
They threaten you with death if you return to the faith of your fathers. But what is death?
I tell you, we must go. Your father will be furious.
Christ died on a cross that we might live. To die for Christ is to live in Christ.
Nidiosa, I must talk to him. You go. Return to the palace and...
Are you mad? What will I tell your father and mother?
Your master has promised you freedom.
Leocritia wanted to talk
but are
to
you
a Christian
free?
Preacher.
Nearly
she
a
decided
century,
to come back alone.
Be quiet, Leocritia.
How to worship.
I'm trying to listen.
Now, you listen
you are
to me,
to worship the divinity
every day
of God,
this week, you've made me come
God.
Here with you.
Why? Again, I say,
Eulogius
Christ
has said nothing different today from
that
what
we might
he said
live.
Yesterday or the day
die
before.
For
please, only a few minutes longer.
Go in peace. The Lord watch over you.
But we'll return tomorrow.
Why, Leocritia?
I don't know why. He makes me feel lost. Lidiosa, I can't go on unless I know more of this Christ.
Do you know what this means, child?
Yes, I know. I know what it means.
And you're not afraid? I've seen men and women decapitated, their bodies thrown into the river. It's not a pretty sight, Leocritia.
To die for Christ is to live in Christ. What does he mean, Nidiosa? I must know.
Very well, Leocritia. You shall know.
Then you'll take me to him?
Later. First, I will teach you.
You? What do you know of this strange doctrine?
I've been a Christian for many months.
But you tried to stop me from listening. You wouldn't let me stay.
That first day, I was afraid for him. Then I became afraid for you. Now I see that this is the will of God. That Jesus has marked you for one of his own.
O Creature, dost thou believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do believe.
Dost thou believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born and who suffered for us?
I do believe.
Dost thou also believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do believe.
Leocretia, wilt thou be baptized?
I will.
Leocretia, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Leocretia, I've been nearly frantic. Why did you stay so long?
I've been with Fra Eulogius. Oh, Lidiosa, I've been baptized. I'm a Christian, like you.
Hush, child. Someone may be listening.
Oh, I'm not afraid now. I could shout it from the minaret.
And sign not only your own death warrant,
no,
but...
No, don't worry. Eulogius made it clear. I have to keep my conversion a secret. At least for now.
Thank heaven. Your father sent for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lidiosa. I wouldn't have caused you worry.
It is you who will have to worry now.
Oh, I'll be careful. I promised you, Eulogius.
I didn't mean...
What did my father want?
To tell you that Prince Saeed of the Caliph's own family is coming to ask your hand in marriage.
Oh, no. No, never. I'll never marry. Him or any other man.
You may have little choice, child.
Lidiosa, do you remember your own baptism?
How could I forget?
Receive this burning light and keep thy baptism blameless. Observe the commandments of God when the Lord shall come to the nuptials. When Eulogius spoke those words tonight, he made me a bride of Christ.
Can you make your father understand that,
Eucharist? I'm not sure. There is a way, Lidiosa.
How? What do you mean?
I shall ask Eulogius to release me from my promise.
What? If he does, what do you hope to gain?
Freedom. I shall practice my religion publicly. If I can, I'll try to help others as I have been helped.
Oh, dear God, do you know what you're saying?
I'm not afraid of death.
There are worse things, Lucretia.
Well, we'll worry about them tomorrow. Oh, Lidiosa.
What is it? I haven't seen your face light up like that in weeks.
Mahiva. Oh, I can just see her. The Princess Mahiva.
Your sister? I don't see...
But this is exactly what she's always wanted.
You can't, Leocretia. Your father would never permit it.
Why not?
In the first place, Mahiva is 2 years younger, and Prince Saeed
should consider that a virtue.
You're far more beautiful than Mahiva.
Oh, you're prejudiced. She's taller, stately... Why, my sister will make a beautiful bride and an excellent princess.
You will have no trouble convincing Mahiba, but if you can get your father and mother to agree...
I must, and therefore I shall. They warned me of the law. But what is the law of man? Christ died for us. Listen, listen to me. To live in Christ is to live forever. Jesus, Son of the living God, of one being with the Father.
Hurry, Father. We must get her away.
If we can get to her through this mob.
Look, there's Ali. Oh, hurry, hurry.
Come, this way, Lidiosa. Behind those stalks.
Leocretia! Christian God!
Christian God! The divinity of Jesus Christ. They tell you there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God.
Leocretia!
Eulogius, what are you doing here?
Come, child, quickly.
Hurry, the soldiers are coming. Ali is with them.
This way, Leocretia.
No, I'm not afraid. Let
me... We need you. Alive, my child. come.
Lucretia, you've been out of the palace a great deal these past weeks. Where have you been spending your time?
My father would not ask that if he did not already have the answer.
You are always wise, my child. Now I wonder if you've turned foolish.
What does Ali report about me, father?
It's not good reading, Lucretia. If it is true, if he lies, I'll have his head.
Whatever he is, Ali is no liar.
He must be. My daughter is no Christian.
But I am, father. I've been practicing my religion in public for weeks. I teach in the marketplace.
What, like a common?
Like a servant of God.
Child, you know the law. If this becomes known, not even the caliph could save you from
I'm
the
not
law.
Afraid.
But I am, for you. Lucretia, tomorrow we'll go together to the marketplace. There you will make public denial of this heresy.
I'll never deny my God.
Have I asked you to deny God?
I follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, one with the Father and the Holy Ghost.
There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. The Christian Trinity is a mistaken conception.
The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one.
Who has filled your mind with this... Oh, Lucretia, your sister's wedding is a few days off. There is still time to prove Ali is mistaken.
I'm sorry.
To be guilty of conversion to the Christian belief is to court death.
And to be guilty of apostasy is to endanger my immortal soul.
Up to now, I have been patient, Lucretia. Your mother tried pleading, I've tried reason. Now I command. Now go. Prepare yourself to go with me to the market.
If I do, the Grand Vizier will be forced to bear witness against his daughter. I would spare you that, father.
You defy me? I see it's too long since you felt the weight of my hand. I'll teach you who is master. Now get up, Lucretia. Ali! Take Lucretia to her room. See that she is revived. She is to be confined without food or drink, and no one is to go near her. No one! Understand?
Are you asleep?
No, I'm awake. Oh, Lidiosa, what are you doing here?
Shh.
Go away, quickly, before my father...
I've bribed the guard.
Ali? Impossible.
No, not Ali.
Please, there's nothing you can do.
Oh, yes, there he is. I've brought you something to eat.
Oh, thank you. After 2 days...
3, Lucretia.
Oh, I hadn't realized.
Hunger does that sometimes. Lucretia, I'm going to get you out of here.
There's nothing you can do except get yourself into trouble.
I'm going to see Eulogius tonight.
Ask him to pray for me, that I may have courage.
We'll find a way. We've got to. Now I must go, but I'll be back.
Lucretia has many friends, Lithiosa. Any one of us would give our lives for her. But while she is a prisoner in the palace...
Friar Eulogius, suppose she was outside.
What? Can you get her out?
I'm not sure. I've got a plan, but I need help.
Tell me what you want me to do.
The problem is what to do with her after. She has had very little water or food for 3 days. She'll be very weak, unable to travel.
My sister, Anolonia.
Where?
Not far. It might be better if you could say honestly, you don't know.
Yes. Yes, that is better. But not for long. They'll search every Christian home in Cordova.
Then we must find another refuge and move her to it as soon as she's able. The question remains, how do you hope to get Lucretia out of the palace?
I've bribed the guard once. I can do it again. Once Leocritia knows my plan, I'm sure everything will work out.
Leocritia?
Yes, Father?
Your mother has given me your message. Am I to believe you've changed your mind?
I want to go to my Iba's wedding. I don't want to stay here, locked up, while my sister is being married.
If I permit you to attend the wedding, will you give me your word to do as I commanded?
There's no time.
Not now, today. Tomorrow, then.
Oh.
Lucretia!
It's Yosa! Come quickly! Lucretia's fainted!
And no wonder, after starving her for a week.
Never mind that now. Revive her. Oh. See that she's dressed in her richest robes for her sister's wedding. I want all Cordova to know my daughter has come back to me.
All right, Leocritia. He's gone.
I had to do it to you. He wanted me to promise.
I know. I heard him. How do you feel?
As if I'm walking on air.
That's because you're weak from lack of food. I'll fetch some food and drink. You'll soon feel better.
I don't think I shall be able to stand those heavy ropes.
It won't be for long, dear. Eulogius will have others for you. Now rest quietly till I return. In a few minutes, Leocritia.
I'm ready, Leocritia.
You know what to do.
Yes. I'm to wait until you get to my father. Then I'll spread my fan, so, and move to the terrace as if I need air.
Good girl. Go with God, my darling.
God be with you always, cousin.
Search every room. She's probably fainted again. Vitiosa, you were talking to her.
I left her standing there when I came to ask you about the wine. She may be in her room.
Why do you say that?
Her robes were heavy, and Leocritia was weakened, having had no food for so long. I thought...
You thought. You had no right to think. You should have been with her every moment. She may be sick, lying somewhere, unable to move. Guards! Search the grounds. Search every room. Find my daughter. Find Leocritia, quickly!
Are you, Logia? Anilonia said you wanted to see me.
We must leave here, Leocritia.
Oh.
We must leave my sister's house.
What has happened?
We've got to find you another sanctuary for a while.
Tell me the truth, Frau Eulogius. I've a right to know.
Yes, my child. You should know. Your father has ordered the arrest and examination of every Christian in Cordova who is suspected of having been in communication with you.
My own father, but why?
It is the law, Leocritia. You were a follower of Islam. Now, you're a Christian.
Oh, to be hunted like an animal. Frau Eulogius, is this what they call bigotry?
It has been called by many names, my child. Fear, love of power, the enslavement of men's bodies. To believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ is to be free. And free men are thinking men. Dangerous to masters who want slaves.
And because I believe, I'm hunted.
Have you forgotten how Christ himself was hunted and betrayed?
You mean you're warning me?
I must, Leocritia. We'll keep ahead of them as long as possible. We'll move you from one Christian home to another, but we must be prepared.
And when they find me?
Are you afraid?
Only that at the wrong moment I may show fear.
If that moment comes, you've only to remember the crucified Christ, scourged and crowned with thorns.
Thank you, Frau Eulogius. I shall never be afraid again.
I pray God that I may stand beside you when the time comes, Leocritia. If I'm not, never dark that I am praying that you may have courage.
And I shall be ready for whatever comes.
Yes, I believe you will, my child. Oh, one thing more.
Yes?
Because of your station in life, they'll want to make an example of you, to hold you up as a terrible model.
I see. And this is why you've been trying to make me ready.
The eyes of Cordova and the world will be on you, Leocritia. They will want most to see how a follower of Christ behaves in the crucible of death.
They'll see, Fragilogia. To die for Christ is to live in Christ. Do you remember saying that?
It is the belief by which I govern my life, my child.
I've taken it for mine, too. I shall stand fast, Fragilogia. Have no fear. With the help of Jesus, my step will be sure and without faltering when I climb the block.
Stand before the seat of justice. The Christian Leocritia was found in your possession. Were you aware that she was wanted by the law?
I was aware of it.
Are you also aware of the punishment for concealing a fugitive from justice?
I am.
Before we pass judgment upon you, tell the court why you concealed this woman.
I have been entrusted with the office of a preacher. It is my holy duty to enlighten all who seek the light of the faith. To no seeker may I refuse to show the way of life. What I have done for her, I would also have done for you, if you had asked me.
Leocritia, stand before the seat of justice. Are you ready to admit the error of your ways and return to the faith of your fathers?
I am a Christian. I follow Jesus Christ in life and in death. I believe in the divine Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Stop! It is the judgment of this court that you shall both be flogged with 100 lashes, after which you will ascend the block and have your heads removed from your bodies.
My Jesus, scourged, crowned with thorns, give me courage. No sound past my lips. No sound but your sweet name. Jesus. My Jesus.
After they were flogged, St. Leocritia and St. Eulogius ascended the block. And there, in accordance with the sentence passed upon them, they were decapitated. Afterwards, the body of Eulogius was buried in the Camera Santa of Oviedo. But that of Leocritia was thrown into the river. In the dark of night, Christians rescued her remains and deposited the sacred relics besides those of St. Eulogius. The two crosses side by side, and the Camera Santa are all that remain of the great cathedral founded in the 8th century.